T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
From the WEEI studios, 93.7 WEEI FM and HD1, Lawrence, Boston. We're always live on the free Odyssey app.
Have they approached you about staying? It sounds like you want to. Have they approached you about staying?
No, we haven't talked about it. We haven't talked about it. And I respect that. And from my end, you know, it's the same thing. We understand where we at as an organization and, where I'm at contract wise, the for some reason, there's a very calm sense of where I'm at, and I love what I'm doing right now. I enjoy everything that is going on with the Red Sox, but at the same time, man, like I said, at one point, I want to be there for my family. I'm 48, I'm still young, but at the same time, they mean too much to me, and we're gonna enjoy this one. We will, as a family. They're having a blast, and hopefully, we can enjoy this all the way to the end of October.
Alex Cora yesterday here on Jones and Mega with Arquette on WEEI. It's hour number 3 of the program. We'll get into Cora in a moment. Am I wrong to say Drake May's pro day's not going well at all? Am I wrong to say that? I'm no QB expert, according to Mac Jones. And I'll still take him at 3. I still like him best in this draft. But I don't think these throws are on point at all. Guys are waiting for throws. Guys are leaping for throws. The ball hasn't been on the ground much, Arkin. But I don't like most of these throws, to be honest. There's no defense out there.
Well, yeah, there's no defense. That's why it should look really good.
Right.
That's why it should look like the best day the guy's ever had in his life. If he's not having a great day, I mean, maybe we didn't all agree on it, but I find that to be troubling.
I know. I don't like any of these quarterbacks. Man.
Even though you're taking a quarterback now,
oh,
right?
I thought you were doing me.
No.
Yeah, I wasn't sure who that was.
It sounded like me.
No, it sounds like Arkan to me. I knew about these quarterbacks. Meh.
Oh, now that does sound like Arkan.
Yeah, right. Thank you. So
No, they're doing great.
I think Mego had a good theory as to what's going on. What do you think's going on out here?
What was my theory?
Your galaxy brain.
He doesn't want to play for the Commanders.
He's tanking it.
He does want to play for the
taking
Commanders.
Taking a dive.
He knows.
The whole league wants to play for the Patriots, right? So he's tanking
King,
to go to the Pats.
My
yeah.
Hillbilly King knows that he interviewed so fantastically at the Combine with the Patriots that now he is just outright tanking
Smart.
This pro day.
Smart.
Because he knows he's already got it locked in with the Patriots. So he looks like crap right now.
If we've
now,
learned
I
anything.
I wouldn't go so far as to say he looks like crap. It's just
For pro day, he kind of looks like crap.
Okay.
I want to like his day. If I'm being honest,
how many pro days have you watched, like, beginning
this year?
To end?
Not ever. A bunch in the past. Not that many this year because they're all happening during the show. But in the past, I've watched plenty of them.
I just don't put that much stock into them. That's why I started off making fun of them.
Okay. I don't put a lot of stock in them either unless, they look like crap. And this one has not looked good. So it's not like changing my mind where I wouldn't take Drake May. I'm just saying
that's the right place to
I'm just
land.
Saying he hasn't looked good. That's all. He hasn't looked good. Guys are constantly slowing down and waiting for throws. That's not what I want to see when there's no defense out there.
That's fair.
I don't want to see that. So, look, I'm still taking him. If I'm just being honest, I don't think it's been a good pro day. Anyway, let's get back to the Red Sox. We can circle back to Drake May and the Patriots later on in the show. You can always jump in at 617-779-7937. Cora, does he deserve a contract extension? Yes or no? And by the way, the backdrop might be, does he even want one? If they offered him one, would he want one? But does he deserve one, Mego? Yes or no?
Yeah, that's where I would go. Like, does Cora want one? If this season
goes
well, does Cora look at this situation and go, I don't really believe that ownership is moving into a direction where they're going to be spending in a serious way on this team and putting me back in a place of contention with talent. So I'm going to take my talents elsewhere because I know that my brand is still strong enough outside of the Red Sox that other members of MLB who are looking at what's happening in Boston will point to the Red Sox and say, that's a group that's not spending on baseball right now. And Alex Cora is just a victim of those circumstances. So we'll take him somewhere else. Like, even if it goes well, he may choose to go elsewhere. But as we sit here today, I think it's really hard to say that Alex Cora deserves an extension based on the last 2 years. Like, you finish last the last 2 years. I don't think that's necessarily because of Cora, more because of the lack of talent that ownership keeps rolling out there, the front office keeps rolling out there. But you can't look at it and say that Alex Cora has nothing to do with that or that he's put himself in a position to, go get another big payday right now.
Yeah, I'm also a no. And I would have moved on last year. I would have moved on the season prior. And I think Alex Cora manages to the talent, which in some ways, I guess, is a compliment. He's not ruining anything. But a lot of people could have won with that roster in 2018. And a lot of people could have come in last with the roster last year and the year prior. So if you're not making a difference, I don't know that I'm rushing out to extend you. And I think a switch might benefit the team just by making a switch, a shot in the arm, a different voice. I think that may work. He might mesh another voice might mesh better with a young team. Alex Cora may not be the best fit for a young team. So no, I wouldn't give him an extension. I don't know the answer as to whether or not he wants one. I've said many times, Arcan, I don't know that he wants to be here. How'd you vote?
I voted yes, but not necessarily because I'm big on Alex Cora and I think that he's such a great manager or anything else. It's just that you've already sort of let these deadlines go. You have him in a lame duck year, and you're trying to tell everybody that there's this plan to build through the farm system. So if that's the plan, what's the good in having a lame duck manager this year in year, what is it, year six? I mean, like, when did they trade Mookie Betts? 2020? I guess it's year four, year five, but still, you want to have a plan here or not? If you didn't want Cora to be the manager, then this would have been a fine time to start with the next guy. And it seems like they're not spending money on any premium players. It's all going to be guys coming up through the system. So if that's what you're doing, have some continuity there. And if it's Alex Cora, it's Alex Cora, but it's got to be somebody. Having a lame duck manager here makes no sense at all. So maybe when the question is, does he deserve one? I'm not sure. But like, if that's the plan that you're on, if that's the path that you're on, then these young players deserve to have not a new manager every year. So stick with somebody, give them an extension. And if it doesn't work out, it doesn't work out.
Yeah.
But you've already sort of gone past all this.
You know what that requires, though? Maybe paying two managers.
Right.
And we've said this a bunch about Kraft. I think it's fair to say about Henry, too. Is he going to fire Cora to pay two managers with the way they're spending money these
days? Probably not.
Yeah, probably
not. Which is why we're in this situation, I think.
So you can jump in on this. 617-779-7937. You can vote up now at Jones and Mego on Twitter. Does Alex Cora deserve an extension?
AI bot Dove Kleiman is not being nice on Twitter with Drake May.
I told you it's a bad pro day.
Just letting you know.
I don't need to hear from that AI bot. I told you. I'm still taking him. But if I'm being honest, it's not a good pro day. I need to move on from that for a second. Let me hear Sam Kennedy earlier today on the Greg Hill Show. Where are we at with Alex Cora and his contract?
Yeah, well, we're excited how Alex has come into camp. Incredibly positive, energetic. I don't think he's ever been more fired up for a season. But we're definitely not going to address his situation publicly. He and Brez will handle those discussions at the appropriate time. But really looking forward to getting going here.
Okay, looking forward to getting going. A non-answer from Sam Kennedy, which probably tells you all you need to know. Let's add this as well. And I want to hear from Red Sox. It's opening day in Boston, Red Sox fans. I want to hear from you on this. How many innings are you realistically watching tonight? The game starts at 10:10 in Seattle.
Oh, it's 10:10.
And this is not just how late are you staying up. How many innings are you going to watch? Because there's also the Celtics that really should be wrapped up by the time that game gets going. Although with some of these games in overtime and how they blow leads, who knows? And there's also
electric.
There's also, Sam, NCAA games on tonight. So I want to know, how many innings are you realistically watching for the Red Sox on opening day slash night in Seattle? Earlier today, we set the over-under at 3.5 innings. I took the under. Mego, are you going to make it 3.5 innings? Or are you going to watch 3.5 innings in the game tonight?
Yes, I'll take the over. Because it's going to be on in my house. And I think the other occupant of my house, other than my dog, is going to be watching most of it, so I think I'll probably make it past 3.5 innings.
Mr. Who, big Red Sox guy.
Yeah, watches everything. And then I'll go to bed. And I'll probably, like I said earlier, and I do think maybe it was too lofty of a goal that I could see myself making it 7 innings, but I might just pass out on the couch.
Arcan?
I'd say the odds of me being up past the third inning are very, very low, but there's a chance I get jolted awake on the couch by like a home run or something in the sixth inning. So does that count? Like if I fall asleep and up later and like, you know, someone's cheering or something and I wake up in the sixth, does that count as watching the game through the sixth inning? It shouldn't really.
Does that count? That's how Nesson gets their ratings, Arcan. I mean, that's how, what are you talking about? Does that count? Of course that
Nesson's
counts.
Bread and butter.
Yeah, go yell at Arbitron. So anyway, yeah, no, look, 3.5. I'm not watching 3.5 innings tonight. There's no chance. If the game starts at 1, I'm watching the whole game. If the game starts at 4, I'm watching the whole game. At 7, now I'm flipping around to other games, but I'm watching a good chunk of it. 10-10 in Seattle, and there's nothing the Red Sox can do about that. But it's like you might as well just factor in the entire opening for baseball. Two games postponed earlier today. Brilliant. Let's start a bunch of early games in the Northeast. Let's do that. Let's not play a 1 o'clock game in, like, Florida with a good team. Let's do it in Philly and New York and have those games postponed and rained out. You already started the season last week in Korea. Nobody watched it. Oh, by the way, your best player got caught in a gambling scandal as well on top of it. And now for us locally, the Red Sox are starting at 10-10 tonight in Seattle. And I want to know, over under 3.5 innings, how many innings are you watching tonight? I'm guessing most of you are taking the under. We'll hear from you, 617-779-7937, along with our big question of the day, up now, at Jones and Mego. Does Alex Cora deserve an extension? And Alex Cora may be the answer to this next question. Who is the face of the Boston Red Sox? I don't think there's a clear answer. We'll get to it right after Trending with Arcan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Take Jones and Mego wherever you go. Just tell your smart speaker, hey Alexa, play EEI, play Jones. This is Jones and Mego. Yeah, I hate Jones, Alexa, on WEEI.
What are your expectations for your baseball team this season?
Make it to the playoffs, and we make it to the playoffs, win the World Series. That's the way we're attacking this whole season. Obviously, you know, the people outside our world don't feel that way. You know, if you're not laughing at our expectations, then we're setting the bar low, right? So that's what we're talking about. And one of the things that we're going to do is kind of like push the envelope, you know, offensively. We're going to be more dynamic, you know, with Jaren, Rafaela, Trevor looks good, so we're going to probably steal more bases. Of course, the pitching thing is going to dictate what we do. You know, the guys have thrown the ball extremely well in spring training, but everything starts tomorrow here. The defensive part of it, that's the key too. If we do all that stuff, then we'll be talking in this show till the end of October. I do believe so.
If you are what you say you are, a superstar.
How's Alex Cora yesterday? Here on Jones and Mego with Arcan on WEEI. Not so sure that's going to be the case. I'll tell you, the expectations for this team. I said this earlier. Who's more believable? Robert Kraft. He's like, yeah, I want to be a playoff team. I just hope we don't suck. Whatever he said.
Hope we don't struggle too
Thank
much.
You. Which he reiterated in the same answer. Or Cora saying they're going to win the World Series. What's more believable?
Well, Cora's trying to pump up his team.
Okay, but World Series? You can say
and
we're going
to... One person has different expectations. Okay. Like, the owner's expectations holds more weight than the coach.
Okay, well, which one's more believable?
Which one's more believable?
Red Sox win the World Series or Patriots make the playoffs?
Patriots make the playoffs.
Thank you.
And both of them aren't going to happen.
No, probably not, but I'm asking which one's more reasonable. So just like Cora's goals are like so lofty, I wonder what the heck he's up to.
He's trying to pump up the entire team so that if they fall a little short, it'll be short of the World Series, not short of getting in the playoffs.
I guess.
Here's my approach with it, Jones. What else is he going to do?
I've already given you 15 million
he's
examples.
He's going to go, you suck, I suck, everybody sucks. No. Let's go
we're
take
gonna,
the field.
We're going to prove some
Play
people wrong.
Ball.
We're going to prove some people wrong. Why can't you just stop there? He said that. He said that in the beginning. Why does he have to go all the way to World Series? We're going to prove some people wrong. That's like... There's enough leeway there where you can kind of argue that by just being competitive into September. Like, you don't have to say World Series? World Series.
It's a hot take. He'll look great if they do win
it. Of course, but like,
I mean,
who
believes
that?
The Rangers were a 68-win team in 2022. And I know they had a much different offseason between
they
then.
They signed Seager and
the Red Sox
much
and
money.
Marcus Semien and, like, I mean, come on.
It, of course, but that's a lower starting point than the Red Sox were at, I guess is my point here. Like, the Red Sox aren't starting off at a 68-win team. They were a team that, you know, was under 500 last year but was competitive and competing. And so, yeah, obviously that's pie in the sky talking about World Series. But you can at least point to a team recently and say, hey, there was a major turnaround in the American League last year. Look, they won the World Series. It's not apples and oranges, but, you know, it's close.
I like this comment in the Twitch chat from Dark and Stormy Nights. Cora should have said, don't let us win one. Like, that's how you do it. Now, that's how you set the bar nice and low. Meanwhile, our big question of the day up now at Jones and Mego. Are you giving Alex Cora an extension?
Don't let us win today.
Let me rephrase, Millar. I'm sorry. Does Alex Cora deserve an extension? 64% say yes. 36% say no. So Arcan currently winning in that debate.
Super PAC is not coming through today.
No, it has. It has not been. Although, you know, when me and you are aligned, that does drag down the Super PAC a little bit.
Get away from me.
Yeah, there's like some hardliners in there that just they won't cross over the aisle.
Mm-mm.
They won't do it. So you can continue to vote there. But most people say, yeah, Alex Cora deserves an extension. And we've been debating whether or not he even wants an extension. On top of that, who's the face of the Red Sox? I think this is a good exercise. Who is the face of the Boston Red Sox? Answer that however you want, Mego. Who's the face
of the
Red Sox?
You're going to hate it. It's Fenway Park. That is the most recognizable thing about the Red Sox.
Hang on. We got a text. 37937. That was your answer? We got a text that said that. I set it aside. The face of the Red Sox is... just now. The face of the Red Sox is Fenway Park. The memories. That's it.
I was thinking about that driving over.
That's
And that's why, like, on the one hand, you could look at that and say... Ownership's not so stupid, selling the Fenway experience, because that's all people understand about the Red Sox these days. On the other hand, ownership put themselves in the situation that all they can sell is the Fenway experience, because they don't have Mookie Betts or Xander Bogaerts. They have Rafael Devers, I guess, but the random guy on the street thinks his name is Rafael Danvers, so that's about how much recognition you have. Yeah, it's Fenway Park. Like, that's all they have going for them at this point, is that... Fenway is a tourist attraction. It's right downtown in the city, and people will go there and they'll go and visit it as just a fun activity and check off the bucket list.
Yeah, so to me, great answer.
Thank you.
Who is the face of the Boston? Like, pathetic answer, but I think it's accurate. Like,
well, that's me.
Ownership told you that.
Pathetic.
No, pathetic of how ownership is approaching it. They built such a lackluster team that their Fenway experience answer is exactly that. Who is the face of the team? Fenway. That's actually who's the face of the Red Sox, which is, again, just a sad state of affairs, which is why I like this exercise. Arcan, who is the face of the Red Sox?
It's still Rafael Devers to me, but he has the... Danvers, yes, of course. But he could stand to lose it this year to Tristan Cassis, because Cassis has a personality. He's a young, sort of up-and-coming player. When you're a bad team, those guys kind of get lionized more so than they do on, like, a really good team. And I think that Devers isn't really, like... He doesn't have much of a personality, what? I guess. He doesn't talk as much. So I think it's Devers now, but by the end of the year, I think it could be Cassis. What?
He's a cannibal.
Mego's
just making a face.
He's good, and he has a personality. That's usually all it takes to be the face of
the team. He has a personality, but have we, like...
Thank you. Are we sure he's good?
Have we a deep dive into the personality, though?
Oh, you're going personality.
No, he's weird. I know he's weird, but, like,
he's
a good player, and he's a young player. And I think that those guys, good young baseball players, always get more of a push, I think, than someone like Devers, who's very highly paid and compensated everything else.
right? I mean, isn't that, you would agree with that, right?
Yeah, and just, I mean, the language barrier is, that's a real thing. I mean, it's just, I mean, is it easier for the fan base to get on board when I don't have to hear it through an interpreter who may or may not be making side wagers?
And he's not a cannibal, Mego. He said that he would maybe resort to cannibalism in a very specific situation.
In a survival situation.
To make you a cannibal.
He brought up cannibalism.
On a desert island,
yes. He brought it up. He was like, because I could eat that guy in a survival situation.
It's not like he's doing that for a TV dinner.
The question is in the spirit of, like, which of your teammates is the best hang and would be resourceful on an island, and he's like, I'm going with Duran because I can eat him.
Mego hates cats.
That's not normal.
It's not like they said, hey, Tristan, what's your favorite food? And he was like, human meat. Like, that would make him a cannibal.
Yeah,
what if they were like,
what's your favorite food? And he was like, Jaren Duran.
Yeah.
Well, Jaren Duran's ass.
Mego hates Cassis, but it's the personality. So, are we sure he's good?
Tristan Cassis was good last year.
No, I think he was good in the second half of last.
He's had a good half season.
I think we're sure he's good. Yeah. Do I think he's elite? Do I think he's
going
to be an all-star this year? I think that's going too far.
I think he could be an all-star this year.
No, of course he could be an all-star.
I think that's very much possible. I'm saying, like, I think he's good enough for that. Yes.
Are we sure the second half isn't an outlier, isn't a mirage? I'm just not totally sold on that. His second half was great. His second half was spectacular. He's a big time prospect.
Or, you know, better than Trevor Story.
Yeah, big time maybe is too strong. But so, who's the face of the Red Sox? I, similar to Mego, wanted to cheat and go outside the box. If you want to pin me down on a player, I'll answer it.
You said take it anyway.
I did, but I'm just saying, I wanted to give myself some leeway. I didn't realize anybody else was going to execute that loophole. And I like your answer better than mine. Fenway Park's a great answer. The face of the Red Sox right now is ownership.
Joe Castiglione.
No, it's ownership.
Big catch-up.
It's John Henry. And that's, again, a sad state of affairs for this team. There are no stars on this team. Rafael Devers is not a star. He's the biggest name on this team. Arcan made a point a couple of weeks ago that the Red Sox might have more star power than the Patriots. I agree with that. Is Rafael Devers a star in Major League Baseball? No. He has a giant contract. He's a good player. He is not a star in Major League Baseball. Maybe Tristan Cassis will be. Maybe Marcelo Meyer, who I considered making the face of the Red Sox, because they're doing this youth movement and embracing prospects. Maybe those guys will be big-time stars. Mookie Betts definitely was. David Ortiz and Pedro Martinez and even Nomar for a time. Those guys were real, actual stars.
Maybe
Manny.
The face of the Red Sox is the big boot in Portland.
Maybe.
That's in the outfield.
This team does not have stars. They don't have them. And so ownership has to wear that. And I think that's how a lot of people look at the Red Sox now. It's nameless. It's faceless. Most people can't name the lineup tonight.
This is what hurts most.
Can most people name the lineup tonight? Hell no. Most people can't. I don't know if I could if you put me on the spot. And I'm not saying the lineup is out.
Like if you looked at the pictures of each person because you
I definitely couldn't do that. I'm saying if I had to go just position by position for who's starting tonight. Like, do I even have it? Do I even know it?
How many
I don't think I know the
Red Sox walking down the street?
And I guarantee most fans can't do that.
Walking down Boylston Street would be identified.
Devers. Because you'd be like, excuse me, sir, I need to walk around you.
That's not nice.
Cassis.
You think Cassis would be identified?
Once you saw the painted toenails, yeah.
I think Cassis would be identifiable.
They're like, why
at this
is
point
this man barefoot?
He's barefoot, all different colored toes. Yeah, you'd know him.
I think that's it.
Which of these bars serves Jaren Duran?
I think that's it. And Cassis. Excuse me.
I think I recognize Kenley Jansen walking down.
Okay, that's a good one.
You, I'm saying like
the people.
The
I'm saying
person.
I think people would.
I'm saying me. I think I could get those three. The average fan, I'm not sure, could get Cassis, Jansen, maybe Danvers. I don't think that many fans.
Danvers.
I don't think that many fans could get other players.
I don't know that I'd recognize Trevor Story if you walked.
I definitely
right
wouldn't.
Right now.
No
like,
chance.
If you walked in the studio and hosted with.
If
you
gave me a lineup of Trevor Story and some like borderline lookalikes, I would not know Trevor Story. No chance.
If Duran does have that bright curly
Duran,
yellow.
Duran,
so.
I personally think I would recognize Duran. Because he looks so tasty, but I don't think most fans would get that. No, and if he didn't bleach his hair, I probably couldn't get that either.
If you walked Trevor Story down Boylston Street and some ripped personal trainer from Equinox, and they were wearing the same clothes, would the common person be able to pick out the Red Sox player?
God, no.
I don't think so.
Definitely not. Could they recognize Brian Baio?
No. Absolutely.
That's your opening day starter. And so this.
If he wasn't wearing a hat, I'm not sure I would either.
Yeah, right. Like players in uniform I could get. But like you're not going to recognize these guys. So who is the face of the Red Sox? 617-779-7937. It's up now with our big question of the day at Jones and Mego. Does Alex Cora deserve a contract extension? Oh, yeah. And this one as well. How many innings are you making it tonight? One more time. One word answer. Over, under 3.5 innings. Mego, first pitch is 10-10.
Over.
Arcan?
Under.
Under. A few texts, 37937. I'm protesting. I won't watch. Good for you, sir. I'm taking the over. I'll watch a solid six innings until I fall asleep. Baseball is back with exclamation points.
Oh, I thought they were going to say baseball is boring. And I was like, that's not the name of it.
Shout out to Brad Foe.
Whenever someone says that, Brad Foe's ears perk up like a wolf. You know?
Baseball is what? I'm sorry, huh?
I've got stickers ready.
Jones, zero innings. I'm in bed at 9:30. I'm up at 4 a.m.
That's totally fair.
I mean, people, you know, if you're working early, you're not watching a pitch. And I think that's most people. Although, fair point, it's Good Friday. A lot of people don't have to work tomorrow. That helps. Do people have tomorrow off?
Do people still do that?
My kid has tomorrow off.
He does.
Boston Public is closed.
Oh,
so
wow.
My kid has tomorrow off. But, like, are people not working?
Yeah, I'm going to be in church all day tomorrow.
I guess teachers. Yeah.
So when I was growing up, my parents did do the thing between 12 and 3 where you weren't supposed to play outside.
What?
On Good Friday.
Did you ever do that, Arcan?
I don't think so.
Yeah, between 12
and
3.
I wasn't aware of it.
Arcan, you grew up in the religious mecca of Boston.
I know, but I don't remember that.
Like, yeah. I would imagine the North End when you were growing up would just be silent during that time.
Yeah.
Yeah, on Good Friday, you're not supposed to, like, play outside
between
and
have 12
fun.
And 3?
Yeah.
Why?
It's when it's the cross time.
12 to 3?
Yeah, that's like, you're supposed to observe it. You're supposed to just, like,
observe what?
Be, like, thinking about nice sacrifices and, like, being a nice
I grew
person.
Up the same, and I've never heard of this.
Really? Oh, my God, yeah. It was very old school.
You can't go outside?
Are you sure this wasn't just, like, a thing in your house?
You're not supposed to play. You're not supposed to play outside. You're not supposed to be playing. You're supposed to sit and, like, think about...
Do what?
Jesus.
The whole time?
For two hours?
For 3 hours.
For 3 hours.
12 to 3. You sit and you think about...
Were you raised in, like, a cult?
Religion is
no!
so
I
stupid.
I swear to God, I'm not making this up. I swear to God, I'm not making this up.
No one leaves the house. It's Jesus time.
Only on Good Friday. No other time of the year. Only on Good Friday.
Get away from that door, Mego.
Hey, kids, it's Good Friday.
You haven't prayed for 3 hours.
Kids, it's Good Friday. Mom and Dad are going upstairs. Do not leave this room and think about Jesus.
12 to 3.
No matter what you hear.
You spend inside.
9 months later, Mego had her younger brother.
And you just, like, think about, oh, wow, you know, that's tough up there.
I mean, look, I've heard of scheduling sex. I've heard of scheduling my sex. Apparently, that's the one time, as I've been accused of by Wiggy. Good question here, too, on the text line. Why can't Seattle play a game at 2 or 4? Like, why can't they play a game? Why do they have to start at 10 o'clock tonight? It's opening day.
Because then they'd have to come east, and it's cold and disgusting.
No. Local time.
Oh,
like,
I see
the
what you're
Red
saying.
Sox opening day would be at 1 o'clock or 2 o'clock here. So why can't they start the game at 4 or 5 on the West Coast? Why the hell can't they do that? They're going to start at 10 tonight? Play a day baseball game in Seattle. And we can actually watch it. Like, that's stupid.
It's a crazy idea.
Ticket sales.
I understand that. But I'm saying opening day here, Mego, would have been at like 2 o'clock. They wouldn't have played at 7 o'clock here. And so usually opening day is an early game. I mean, give me why does it have to be 7 o'clock local time? Is it a TV thing? Is this game on TV tonight? Nationally?
I don't know about that. I will say this. It's better than 6 in the morning. So, you know, they got that going for us this time.
That's true. It's better than the debacle last week. That's also true. A few more texts, and then we'll get to your phone calls. Bad take. Cora is widely regarded as a top 5 manager in baseball. He might be. I don't understand what's special about what he brings to the table. I could have managed that 2018 team to a World Series, and I definitely could have managed last year's to last place. Cora is way off. He was miserable last year. It'll be even worse this year. Also, bye-bye, Alex. Good luck with the Dodgers. Do you think the job that he would have lined up is the Dodgers? Like, is that a foregone conclusion? Is that why he's so sunny and positive about this season? Because he just has not just any job, but the Dodgers specifically lined up?
He's just, I feel like that would make sense. I don't know. I don't disagree that he would be an attractive candidate to go to at least a look. Let's say this. He'd have more suitors than Bill Belichick did when he was out of his
right,
job.
Right, but so, yeah, probably. But if he's so, like, what if the Dodgers win the World Series? Like, if that's his plan, if his plan is just, I'll just get the Dodgers job, what if they win? Like, I mean, they've gotten off to a bad start with Ohtani.
Right.
But they have all the talent in the world. What if they win? Like,
then Roberts isn't going anywhere.
He's pinned his whole hopes to that.
If they don't win, then Roberts is probably out. You can't build more of a super team than this one, I don't think. And if they can't win, Roberts is taking a lot of crap for that team underachieving.
He has.
So, I mean, he could be on the chopping block. But, yeah, if they win, then forget it. They're not going to fire Roberts if they win.
No.
Unless he steps down or something like health reasons.
So, like, but I'm saying, like, there's a big flaw in his plan. If he thinks he has the Dodgers in his back pocket, what if they win?
Right.
Kevin is in Borica. Go ahead, Kevin.
Hey, guys. Adam, you know, Megan and Christian, thanks for taking my call. And the guy that should be the face of the franchise is Rafael Devers. But when's he going to start taking, you know, interviews in English? I hear he can speak English. David Ortiz did it.
Yeah.
Pedro did it.
Okay, fine. But different players.
Otani did
Kevin,
it.
Kevin Otani. He can speak. Kevin Otani didn't do it. Different players are different.
It ended up being a problem.
Elly De La Cruz, you see the interview that he did in Cincinnati? Like, he's learned English. And so, it's an impediment to, you know, your connectivity to the fan base. It just is. But I'm not saying he has to speak English. I'm not going that far, Kevin. But it is something that would make it easier for the fan base, I think, to identify and, you know, certainly understand Rafael Devers. Although, earlier this spring training, even through an interpreter, he spoke pretty loud and clear, and he did that last year as well. He's been pretty open and critical of the organization.
It's true.
But so I just think he needs to play better, and we'll be able to move past all that. To be an actual bona fide superstar in Major League Baseball, what he needs to do is come out and produce certainly more than he did last year. He's never had top 10 MVP votes, I think. Certainly never had top 5 MVP votes. Like, he needs to make a leap as a player. And then I think all the other stuff will take care of itself. Here we go. John is in the truck. Is Mego right, John? John?
John?
He says it's called reflection.
Sounded like John was getting carjacked.
12-3.
Can someone check on John?
I actually don't want to know what was going on there. Joe in Saugus wants to discuss this. Joe, hello?
Yes, how are you? How are you? First time calling ever.
Welcome.
Oh, welcome, Joe.
All right. I just heard what Mego said about Good Friday.
Yeah, it was her parents' scheduled time, yes.
No, it's not. You weren't supposed to talk between 12 and 3 because that's the time that Christ died on the cross.
You weren't allowed to talk in your household?
Wait.
Well, you're allowed to play outside. Yeah. She said you couldn't play outside.
Allowed to play outside.
Well, we couldn't talk. I went to a Catholic school.
Okay.
Wow, so you like took a vow of silence
for
3 hours.
Wait, so you were
hours.
In school that day? I should have kept him longer. So you went to school? I thought Good Friday you didn't go to school at a Catholic school.
Well, they probably go to mass.
They drag you to school that day?
I didn't go to Catholic school.
I
don't know. But maybe I do know like that
this is
we
the dumb,
often...
This is honestly the dumbest thing I've ever heard. This is a
what?
Real thing?
No, come
yes.
on. It's like a faith-based thing. It's supposed
yeah.
to be like a moment
it's silly.
Of... I think reflection is right. You're supposed to like have this moment of reflection.
You
of
shouldn't
like,
talk?
Wow. I haven't heard that.
You should be neither seen nor heard.
I mean, that is just outlandish. that is silly. I don't
what
care if it's faith-based
I
or not. That's stupid.
I do show tomorrow and I can't talk?
Well...
I didn't know this rule.
Hey, now that you mention it.
First hour of the show, Matt goes out. Just sits there silently. 617-779-7937. You can jump in on all this. Quiet time tomorrow is what it's going to be.
No, it was just like you shouldn't be outside playing basketball and stuff like that. That's disrespectful. You should come inside and just like be kind of quiet.
I've never heard of this
You've
in my
never
life.
Never heard of this?
No.
I'm more surprised that Arcan hasn't heard of it.
I was an altar boy. Like, I was in church.
Well, not a good one.
Well, no, but I'd never heard of this. Like, I was in church. It's not like I was some...
I swear I'm not making this
Johnny
up.
Come lately here. Like, I was in the trenches, and I've never heard of this.
It's the same thing as, like, not eating meat on Fridays during Lent. It's, like, one of those things.
That I've heard of.
Yeah.
Also,
right,
also,
but it's one of those things.
Also ridiculous, but
those,
that I've heard of.
Just, like, those things that adults, that the grown-ups tell you when you're a kid, and you're like, okay, I guess we're not supposed to do that right now.
Okay. So that was when he was on the cross from 12 to 3. They have that mapped out.
I think it's kind of symbolic.
It's a
symbolism thing.
617-779-7937. We have triple play next.
It's going to be a triple play.
It's time for the triple play.
Yes, triple play.
The top 3 burning questions of the day.
And there's 3.
With Jones and Mego.
Triples is best.
Triples is best, triples makes it safe, and it is Thursday. That makes it a report card Thursday, Jones and Mego. So let's bust out our red pens and start giving out some grades.
Number 1.
Mego, we will start with you. Major League Baseball officially begins, I guess, tonight, even though it did start in South Korea last week. So, on the eve of the other opening day, let's grade the MLB offseason collectively. Every trade, signing, storyline, what do you give it?
I give it a B+. Because obviously you had big moves with Ohtani and Yamamoto. And then on top of that, we get this crazy Ohtani story. But it doesn't raise to the level of an A because I don't think this story is going to go anywhere. And that really bothers me because I think it's like going to be something that we look back on if another case like this, or should I say when another gambling case like this comes out somewhere else in sports, 2 years from now, we're going to look back and say, everybody knew Ohtani was doing that, allegedly. Everybody knew that, allegedly. And it was so clear, allegedly. And we're going to look back on that and go, but everybody swept it under the rug.
Yeah, I mean, look, the Ohtani gambling scandal, if you want to call that, I mean, not really an offseason thing, right? I mean, it was after the season started. Ohtani signing is a high-level signing. I get this offseason like a D+. Like, Ohtani wasn't even that exciting. He didn't take any visits. No one knew what was going on, which, again, is so convenient when it comes to Ohtani. I've said this a bunch. But it's like no one knew he was married. Nobody knew his dog's name. Nobody knew the teams that were in on him. But all of a sudden, everybody knows what he's gambling on and what he's up to.
Yeah, I mean,
in terms
look,
of his wagering, that's stupid.
Red Sox fans get mad about Rafael Devers, like that there's a language barrier still. Ohtani seems to be the most closed-off star
100%.
In all of professional sports.
100%. And so, like, he's just so good. He's like Mike Trout-esque, where it's like he might be a dud, but he's just so good that, like, it translates a little bit. No, I don't think it was a great offseason. All the Boris clients waited forever until they said Jordan Montgomery just signed, like, 2 days ago. And Blake Snell was, like, a week and a half before that. Bellinger. Was it Chapman who was the other big-ticket free agent this offseason? Like, everybody took forever to sign. And so Boris has screwed it up, but the teams are also colluding against the players. And, like, the MLB offseasons largely have blown now for a few years. Ohtani is the only thing that lets it pass.
Yeah, I thought there were some good trades. Soto trade is a good trade. Corbin Burns trade. I mean,
fair.
Like,
I mean, Corbin Burns, who cares? But I agree with you.
He's a good pitcher.
No, but I mean, but we're talking about now, like, household names, big ticket names. Soto's a good one. That's one I forgot about.
Yeah. Anyway, let's get to our second grade.
Number two.
Steve Belichick was being interviewed at the University of Washington. Asked the difference between him and his father, Steve Belichick said, "I have a job and he doesn't." Jones, grade Steve Belichick's roast of his father.
A plus. And if you heard it, it was like it was spoken exactly like Bill.
Right.
It was like it was in the Bill cadence. It sounded like Bill Belichick ripping somebody else. And so, no, I think that was an A+. Well-timed, good joke. Big genuine laughs from the other people up on stage. Jed Fish, the head coach, and I don't know the defensive coordinator's name.
I think we have it. Do we have it, Joe?
Let's hear it. If you haven't heard this yet.
We definitely have similarities. I got a job and he doesn't.
All right, so he keeps going after this, but that's the joke right there. That's a good joke. A+.
I agree. I give it an A+ too. I think that I think I like Steve Belichick a little bit more than maybe the average Patriot fan, but I think it's a look, you know, it's hitting Bill right where it hurts.
Yeah, he might be a good guy. I have no idea. I'm just telling you. I mean, he didn't deserve the job he had here in New England. I mean, that I would say.
But he also probably would have told you that.
Yeah, maybe. But, like, it's pretty clear now because he's the defensive coordinator at Washington. So, like, that's my only thing that I would rip Steve Belichick about. He might be a good guy. He might have a good sense of humor. I have no idea. That was a good joke. A+.
Weird hair, though.
Yeah, true.
Definitely weird hair. All right, let's get to our third grade.
Number three.
Mego, back to you. The Golden State Warriors played the Orlando Magic last night. About 4 minutes into the game, Draymond Green was called for a foul, and then he berated the referee until he got ejected. Why don't we give a grade to Draymond Green's latest meltdown, which had a big-time effect, an emotional effect on Steph Curry?
Yeah, F. This is ridiculous. It's the fourth time that Draymond has been ejected in a game just this season. We all know the history of how he's been ejected. I'm not one of those people who back when the Celtics saw the Warriors in the finals were like, I hate Draymond. Like, I like having, a heel out there for teams in the NBA, but this is ridiculous. I mean, I understand if I was his teammate, I would be incredibly pissed off because you're trying to fight to get into play-in games at this point. And if you think that Draymond actually holds weight with your team, which I think that his teammates think that he does, then he can't be just doing this foolishness, especially when he served his suspension earlier in the season. It's like, what's going on with this guy? Then meanwhile, he's still going on his podcast. He has the Draymond Green podcast where he's like, yeah, you know what? I really can't be doing that. And it's like, well, nobody really buys this because you're going to go out and probably do it again before the regular season wraps.
Yeah, I give it an F, but for completely different reasons than you.
Okay.
He's not letting his team down. I mean, he is. If you're going to get ejected, could you do something cooler than what you did last night? Like, I feel Draymond Green, I feel like, has had some good ejections. I feel like he's had some cool ejections or, you know, some controversial ones, some bad ones. Like,
no one was in a chokehold.
Yeah.
No one got punched in a random haymaker.
On his scale, where's the flair for the dramatic? Like, that's an F. On his getting ejected scale, that is a low disappointing ejection.
By the way, that's his 22nd ejection. Rasheed Wallace has the record with 29. So he's catching.
Wow, he's catching up on
Sheed. Wait, so what's the rule again? Has he already served a one-game suspension for, or is he already
It's 16, right? Isn't that a cutoff?
16 technical fouls.
For technicals, yeah.
I'm sorry. These are career ejections. I heard that as technical fouls. Sorry. These are career ejections. So he is closing in on the record. I was like, there's no way he's going to get the technical foul thing this year. Sorry. Those are career ejections. He probably will get there. Okay. So there you go. Triple play each and every day at this time here on Jones and Mego with RK.
That was number 9 and 10 last night.
Got it. So yeah. So no suspension yet. Let's go back to the phone. Steve is in Fall River. Who's the face of the Red Sox, Steve?
It should be Rafael Devers, and he should endeavor to speak English if he has the ability to.
Yeah, okay. Why is this where everybody goes?
Relax.
I'm just saying, why is this where everybody goes first with Rafael Devers?
I didn't know he spoke English. Could I also say one thing? Trevor Story being in the lineup versus the nonsense they had at shortstop last year is worth 10 games. And if this guy, Rafael Devers.
Okay, it's not worth 10 games. His defense is worth 10 games? 10 wins.
No.
Like, the defense was awful last year with him out.
10?
I don't think that's going to make the difference.
Like, 3? I might give you 3. Is Trevor Story going to give them 3 more wins by his defense? That might be high.
Maybe, like, 1? Okay. You know? Like,
I just want to clear
It was bad last year. I get that. But first of all, we don't know how good Story's going to be this year.
Yeah.
And also, I mean, it's shortstop defense. Like, if the whole team's playing bad defensively, that could be, like, 7 or 8 games. But one player having a 10-game impact seems like a lot.
Yeah, a caller earlier said Rafael Devers speaks English. We don't know that. Like, and so all I was saying is that's a little bit easier for fans to relate. Obviously, there's no wall between the player and the fans. But I'm not demanding he sits here and speaks English. I'm just acknowledging I think that's an impediment. But he either does or he doesn't. You'd say the same thing about Shohei Ohtani.
I got it!
Like, I mean, come on. So I don't know why that's the first place people keep going with Rafael Devers.
Interesting.
I don't love it. Who's the face of the Boston Red Sox? You can answer that, although the calls have been questionable. 617-779-7937, along with a few other items we've had on the Sox today. How many innings are you watching tonight? It's not exactly an ideal start. Plus Alex Cora and his extension. You continue to vote at Jones and Mego. Meanwhile, the Drake May Pro Day is largely getting panned. We have some comments from Robert Kraft about a player they let get away that are just mind-boggling. And another week where Robert Kraft continues to put his foot in his mouth. Let's get to the Patriots with your phone calls next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.